Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, correspond to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Nun Dalad. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Ches Madalef, at the first Mishnah on the page. Avodah Zarah Shenichua Ovdea, B'Shas Sholem, Muteres B'Shas Mechama, Asura. If an idol was abandoned by its worshippers, if it occurred at a time of peace, it's permitted. If it's a time of war, it's prohibited, because they might be intending to return for it rather than annul it. B'Musyois Shamalachim Ha'elu Mutorim, B'Pnei Shemamidim Oysam B'Shah Shamalachim Ovim. Platforms of kings upon which idols are placed are permitted because they are set up for when the kings pass by. The Gemara says, Tani, Melchemes Yoshua Asura, B'Melchemes Yoshua Muteres, Melchemes David Muteres, B'Melchemes David Asura. The Brisa says, if the nations left an idol during the war of a Yoshua, sometimes it's prohibited and sometimes it's permitted, and similarly for the war of David HaMelech, sometimes it'll be prohibited and sometimes it'll be permitted. Melchemes Yoshua Asura, Dechziv, Yecharim Tachorimam, B'Melchemes Yoshua Muteres, Jehila Shah. When were they prohibited from the war of Yoshua? As the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chof Pasuk Yudzayin, rather Yoshua utterly destroyed them, but since the nations intended triumphing against Bnei Yisrael, they did not annul their idols. The idols that are permitted belong to those idolaters who survived the wars and could have returned to their idols, but did not. Milchemes David Muteris, Mashi Iti Agiti Mevatel B'Milchemes David Asura, Shi Lo'ilam. The idols from the war of David that were permitted were those that were annulled by Iti Agiti. Those that were prohibited and therefore that he destroyed were the ones that were not annulled by Itai Agiti. We carry on to the next Mishnah. Shalom es hazakenim b'roimi im ein rotsonim b'avodah zarah b'pneima eino mevatla. The Romans asked the sages when they were in Rome, if Hashem does not want idolatry, why doesn't he annul it himself? Amulahen, the sages replied to the Romans, illa davar shein tzorech ha'olam boi hayu ovdim hayu mevatloi. Harihein ovdim lecham l'levona l'kichom l'mazolos l'am l'gvois yared olam b'pnei ha'shoitim. He would annul things that they worship that the world does not need. But since they worship the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations, the mountains, and the hills, should he destroy the world because of the fools? Amar lahen, im kein yava davar she'ein tzorech ha'olam boi, v'yikayem davar she'tzorech ha'olam boi. Then the Romans said back to them, well, if so, let Hashem destroy anything that they worship that the world does not need, and keep anything that they worship that the world does need. Amar lahen, so the sages said to the Romans, af anu mechazkim yedei oivdehem shel elu v'yomu teidu shehen elai hus. Then if he would do that, he would give strength to those that worship the sun and the moon, as they would say that these things are certainly gods because Hashem did not, meaning he could not, destroy them. And the Gemara says, Gozal zohar v'zohar ein seifei litzmach. Habal esh es ish ein seifei lehoiled mamza elai nicha la'olam sheyanhek minhagai shoytem shekilkulu asidim leten din v'cheshman. The Gemara brings a baisa. It should be that if one stole seeds and planted them, they should never grow. And if one was adulterous with a married woman, she should not give birth to a mamza. But Hashem allowed the world to follow its natural course, and in the future, the fools who sinned will give a reckoning. Amar b'zeira ilo hava k'siv kamoihem yu ovdeihem kasha ovdei chachama kachama v'ovdei alavona kalavona ela kamoihem yu oiseihem. Rav Zera says, if the Pasuk would have said in Tehillim, in Perek Kuftes Rav, Pasuk Ches, like them will be those that worship them, rather than like them will be those that make them, one can ask, well, will those that worship the sun shine like the sun, and those that worship the moon shine like the moon? Therefore the Pasuk says, like them will be those that make them, meaning those that make the images like the sun and the moon. Amar Yimana, Ilu Ksiv Kamoihem Yu Ovdeihem Leikasha Dechsiv V'Chafa Lavana Bosha Achama. Rabbanah says that if it would have written, like them will be those that worship them, it would not have been a question, because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Perchof Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, and the moon shall be ashamed, and the sun shall be abashed, and the idolaters will be the same.